Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We are back tonight after having a couple weeks off, so thanks for joining us, whether you're here live or in the archives. And we got a fun show planned. I've got some updates to give you all that we've been up to the past couple weeks. We're going to talk about PCSing, because I think a lot of people are PCSing this time of year, including myself, which is kind of a joke. I mean, we're all, gee whiz, half of us are PCSing, right? It's been kind of a crazy summer for me, so I'm going to share with you some of what I've been up to. And we have beagles at home and a chihuahua, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about PCSing with pets. That's been on our schedule for a while. And then we have some other things to talk about, too, some things that are actually in the news right now. The Military Spouse of the Year was just on Good Morning America and just on Fox News. Or Fox and Friends, I think. I don't think I'm alone. Hi, welcome back.
Hi.
Hello, baby. I hear the baby. Hi, Marla.
Sorry, he just ate. That's why I'm late.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just welcoming everybody in and everyone. So Marla's here. If there was red carpet, I'm rolling out the virtual red carpet for you right now. I was just thinking, what are we going to do when I'm on the East Coast? This 10 o'clock, showtime, I'm trying to think, that's late.
Yeah, it is.
You're like, I've been trying to tell you that now for some time, and I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. So, everybody, we're just going to deal, we're happy that baby Travis has joined us for the hour, so it'll be fine.
I don't know if
you tell everybody all these pictures that you've been, posting on Facebook. It's so cute.
I don't know if you got my text message, but right before I got ready to call, I had a little appearance of a visitor. So I have three that are awake. I'm like, you guys, it's 10 o'clock. You guys should be asleep. Yeah. Travis is very interested in the show, though.
Okay, well, we'll see how they do. If I start talking and I ask a question and I get silence, I'll just know that you're...
I muted myself and ran.
Yeah. And I'll be like, okay, all right, everybody. And this is where Marla would turn around and say, okay, and have some funny comments. She's a lot funnier than me, and sorry, I don't have any funny comments. So for those of you guys that are listening new, I don't know if you have your show notes, if you want to tell everybody how to listen, or you want me to do that.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on there. Okay.
Sure thing. Our show is always better with our listeners involved, so we ask you to please... join us live, of course, if you're listening to us in the archives. You can also introduce yourself in the chat room. You can give us a call at 646. Why won't the window come up? 646-652-4629. And just let us know in the chat room that you're calling, and we can welcome you to the show. You can also chat with us via Twitter with the hashtag Military Life. Whether your spouse is home, on duty, at sea, or deployed in the sand, we ask that you please feel free to join our conversation. We'd love to have you. We do want to remind everyone about OPSEC and personal security. When making all contacts, please just give us your first name only, no discussion of ship, unit, or boat names or movement name or any names in conjunction with your command. Doing so ensures that you're keeping our husband safe as well as yours. If you are on Twitter, you can message us at My Military Life. And if you're listening to us live, please log in, join, register Blog Talk Radio, register on Blog Talk Radio, and you can request to be on our friends list, and you can also make our show your favorite. Our show airs every Tuesday, well, almost every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we encourage you to join us live or on demand via iTunes.
Yeah, well, it's the summer. You know, we're here about every other week, I think, during the summer. And once school gets back in session, it's a little bit easier, I think.
Yes, because children actually go to sleep at a decent hour.
Well, you know, and, you know, talking about Blog Talk Radio and marking our show as a favorite, I always get emails from people who have done that. So thank you to our favorite listeners that are going in and registering and marking our show as a favorite. Because I got one today, as a matter of fact. And I love getting those. The only thing is it doesn't give you their screen name. You actually have to log into the account to see, like, who your listeners are who've marked you as favorite. We should, like, maybe announce those or something on the air. I don't know. I just think it's cool when people do that. What happens when you do the favorites thing is then you get an email reminder when the show's getting ready to come on. It sends out like an hour in advance, which is really cool. It sends me an email and says, by the way, don't forget, you have a show tonight.
Yep, that was pretty nifty.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, and then that's good because sometimes I put the time in wrong. And it'll email me, and I'll be like, well, "What? Why does it say, you know, 8 p.m. Eastern? That's 7 p.m. for me." And I'll have to go. That's happened to me before, where I've had to go in and change it. I've had a panic attack, going, "Oh no, error!" All right, so that's how you guys can listen to our show. I'm multitasking, I have to say, in between our chat room and the switchboard. So just bear with me. Welcome to everybody who's in the chat room right now. And if you're listening to us, if you've come over from the social networking site, I want to say I proved like 6 or 7 people there over the past week, which is kind of cool. So we have a couple hundred members over there now. So I think we're like right at 225 or 222 or something. So welcome to everybody there, which is like awesome. And okay, so what we're going to do, Marla, is we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear about this new baby. I mean, it's your first show really back since you've had the baby. So I want to hear what's going on, if you have anything that you want to share. And if you're in the chat room, please go ahead and introduce yourselves in there. If you have a question for us, we are happy to take your questions as we go through the show. Or if you have a comment, we're happy to read those as well. So we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. We are so excited to be with you here tonight. Marla is on the East Coast, and I'm in the Mid-South, soon to be on the East Coast by the end of the month.
And then I'll be in the Mid-South.
And then you'll be in the Mid-South. Oh, my gosh, we're playing like Coast Tech. Although next week I get to see Marla because I'm going to D.C., and I'm going to come and kidnap her and her kids, and we're going to go to the park or go to Chick-fil-A or something.
That's
I don't know.
Assuming it's not 102 degrees like it is today.
Well, we can go indoors. We can go to, like, Chick-fil-A or someplace like that, right, that has, like, something cold to drink.
Of course we can.
Yeah? I mean, we can just drive around in the car.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
we'll be like, okay, everybody, where do you want to go? It's so funny. So I'm so excited to see you next week. I can't wait to see the baby. So tell me what's been going on. Tell me the highlights.
Well, he's poor guy. He's got like reflux and all these issues, but he's a good baby and he's a sweetheart. And he like my favorite thing is that he's unfazed by the kids. So like. They might wake him from a nap, but he doesn't get upset, like, screaming. He just gets, like, he just kind of sits there like, oh, please, you guys have to be loud again.
That's so funny.
So that's kind of nice. It's a little bit of a little bit of a transition with juggling them, but I think I'm getting pretty proficient at that.
So you have baby noise and I have Boomer in the background. Sorry, y'all. Christian's babysitting. I don't know what's Boomer doing right now, but evidently he's got a lot to say.
He must hear Aiden over here asking for my soda, asking me to put on the transformer.
You're like, okay. Okay, So how much is the baby sleeping? Is he sleeping? Do you know, I mean, I've mentioned this on the show before, and the reason why I want to hear about the baby, I want you to tell us whatever you want to tell us, is because there are more babies in the Navy than any other dependent.
Oh, wow, right. I didn't know that.
Yes, there's like 30,000 babies in the Navy. We're going through a baby boom right now. So there's a lot of moms that are out there that have, you know, 0 to 12-month-old babies. And if you fall into that category, listeners, you are like the majority. There are more little babies than there are 2-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds. Yes.
Well, he sleeps about 2 to 3 hour increments, give
like
or take. Some days it's like an hour or 45 minutes. He loves to just kind of be, like, he doesn't like to be bugged, so when the kids, like, poke on him or get in his face, he gets really irritated, but if they're loud, he's not bothered. Like, it's really weird to me, but he's, like, unfazed by them if they're loud, but if they poke on him or just get in his face, he just gets really mad.
So he's like, make as much noise as you want, just don't invade my personal space.
Exactly. And he's a sweetheart because he's just like, he'll just look at you and be like, you want to hold me. And generally I hold him because, you know, he just looks at me like that and I can't help it.
Well, I'll hold him when I get to see you and give you a break. I can't wait to see this little cutesy pie. And I've never seen your daughter yet either. I've only seen your little pie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see him. Now, I know you posted a picture on Facebook, which I thought was so cute, where he's, like, in the sink getting a bath. I love that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this kid's in the sink. That's hilarious. Don't we all put our babies in the sink, you know? I just think it's so cute.
I feel like such a dork because it's, like, he's too little for the tub. So, like, I want to put him somewhere. But I'm like, and I can't get down there because then I can't get up, and it's just too much work. So I was like, I'm going to put him in the kitchen sink. It's nice and big. So, and the first time I bathed him, it did not go over well. Like, he screamed for a good 30 minutes. During, after.
Oh, no.
The whole thing. He was not pleased. He was very upset. But he seems to be doing better now with the whole concept. He doesn't get as offended like I physically am torturing him. which is kind of a good thing because there's only so much that a mom can take of the screaming.
Well, and, you know, kind of a bath is sort of a normal occurrence that he's going to have to kind of get used to.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how old is he now, Marla?
He is 5 weeks today.
Wow, okay, 5 weeks. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It seems like forever for him to come, and now he's already 5 weeks.
I know. It took a while to get here.
Well, I'm so excited to meet him next week. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And maybe we'll post a picture on our Facebook page or something. I don't get out very often, so the fact that I'm in D.C. and I get to see Marla, seriously, people, my life is very boring. And this will be the second time I've been in D.C. in 2 months. I don't even know how to act. I've never been my whole life. And then all of a sudden now, and it'll be a long time before I'm back. I know. She's like, what? I thought you said you'd never go anywhere. You should go back. And I won't be back for a while, so I'm excited to see you, and I hope that I can take a picture or two. All right, so did you see the military? Okay, so what else do we need to know on the home front? Anything else? Anything other?
I hate Murphy's Law.
Yeah, okay.
And
with you on that one.
Because, you know, when it rains, it pours, and it seems to be, you know, coming down in cows and other livestock also at my house. But other than that, we're doing good. Doing good.
All right, well, cool. I'm excited to have I'm excited to have you back on the show, so welcome back. And we're going to talk in a little while. We're going to talk about RIMPAC that's happening right now. So for those of you listening to us, you know, live and in the archives, we'll talk a little bit about RIMPAC. And I know there's other new moms out there that, you know, their husbands are deployed right now, whether it's, you know, RIMPAC or whatever kind of deployment. Just so you guys know, we're better together. We're all in this together, and we're going to share some more stories as we continue on with our show tonight. And now I want to say real quick before I forget, it's in my notes here somewhere. The Military Spouse of the Year, Mill Spouse Magazine's Mill Spouse of the Year. Lori Bell, she was on the news this morning. It was yesterday and this morning, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for that. I don't think that's ever happened before.
No, I don't think it has either. Like, not that I can recall anyways.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't recall it ever being on the news before. And I think that the interview on, if you haven't seen it yet, favorite listeners, if you go to, we'll post the links on our Facebook page. But if you Google GMA, Military Spouse of the Year, or Fox and Friends, Military Spouse of the Year, the video YouTube clips will come up and you can watch it. The one for GMA was really short. I was like,
They kind of made it sound like she was like going to come back, but I don't think she did.
I don't think so. I mean, I saw that online. I thought I'd set my DVR, but it didn't tape. So I don't know if it got overcome by events or what.
I
taped the Fox and Friends, and that I watched, and that was great. She did. I'm so proud of her. She did a great job.
That one was really good. I just was like dumbfounded that like GMA didn't have her on longer or sit
I
down.
I was too.
Or,
I thought
because
if,
they made it
you know,
sound like you know we're celebrating military families, blah blah blah, and it was like, you know.
Totally agree. I think they could have had her on there a little bit longer. And I think that I was surprised on the Fox and Friends. They showed all kinds of pictures of her when she was active duty, which I was very surprised. I hadn't seen anything like that be released from Military Spouse magazine.
Yeah.
It was very surprising to me.
I thought
it was cool, but I don't know how well it would have been received. You know, in the whole voting process. And I'm just saying, I mean, I think it's great, but I don't know that everybody else would.
Well, I think it just gives a different connotation to the whole military spouse idea. And
yeah.
I think that would have been the issue.
Exactly. So, but I thought it was a great interview. I thought she did a great job. I thought she did a great job of plugging MILFSpouse magazine and MILFSpouse.com. So I hope lots of people go there and check out the site and read the stories and articles and get into the forums and connect with other military spouses. So, yeah, if you're listening and you've never been over there, it's easy, MILFSpouse.com. They have a great forum section over there. You can connect with spouses all over. And you can read Lori's blog, too. So congratulations to her, and congratulations to Babette, because I'm sure that that took a lot of arm-twisting, PR work, prayers to get them both, to get her booked on both of those shows.
Yeah, definitely. And what else was I going to say? Her, Lori Bell's inauguratory, I guess, column is out officially. I picked up my copy of MILFSpouse magazine today. So check it out.
Yeah, it's good. I read it.
It's a good support bra.
Yeah,
I like that.
I thought it was funny. I think it'll get people talking. She just talks about how her support, every good woman needs a good support bra, and her support bra is her support system. Talks about her family, her friends, her neighbors. And it's a cute little article. I thought she did a really fine job. So, yeah, if you guys haven't checked it out, pick up your local copy of MILFSpouse magazine. And we're going to do an upcoming show where we will feature all of the branch winners and invite Lori on as well. We did that last year. That was, like, so much fun. They were all here. We had so much fun. Oh, my gosh. And I just found the military, the Marine Corps spouse on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what? I will tell her, I will give you all her Twitter handle so you guys can follow her on Twitter. I don't think Lori is on Twitter. She might be. I just don't know. And I will tell you what that is. And there's this new person on Twitter, too, called Deployment Gifts. I can't wait to see what they're all about. We'll have to have them on the show. They just followed us today. Oh, it's called Many Kind Regards. That's her Twitter handle, the Marine Corps spouse of the year, Erin Whitehead. Her Twitter handle is Many Kind Regards. So if you want to follow the Marine Corps Military Spouse of the Year, she's one of the branch runners. You can find her there on Twitter. So that's kind of just a interesting little, our Twitter follow of the day. We'll call it that.
Our Twitter suggestion of the day.
Yes, our Twitter suggestion of the day. And if you, and I have another Twitter thing since I'm on the track of Twitter. Okay, so I've recently been asked, are there any FRGs? Because at work I'm sort of the, if it has to do with military spouse, ask Wendy, maybe she'll know. I'm like, I don't know everything, but okay. So the question was, are there any FRGs on Twitter? And I said, you know, I don't know. I know they're on Facebook. Because I subscribe to a couple. There's quite a few, but now Twitter is a different story. So I'm doing my own impromptu survey. If your FRG has a Twitter account, let us know, because we want to follow them and add them to our military family list, because we have two lists, a military spouse list, a military family list on Twitter. And our handle is My Military Life. So if you go on there, just send us a message with your Twitter handle for your FRG. And, I don't know. But do you follow any FRGs on Twitter?
Not that I know of. But I just got a request from Whidbey Island, but I didn't note it. Like, I was like, I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's, like, the base, a boat. Does that sound bad?
Like, I don't really know what it is, but okay. So we want to know if you guys are on Twitter, if you have your FRG, let us know. And I also want to say, okay, so RIMPAC is happening right now. It's in Hawaii, and it's like this joint force exercise out there in the Pacific, and it's called RIMPAC. And lots of different countries are participating with our Navy, Australia, Canada, Malaysia, Chile, Indonesia, like lots of folks. And I thought this was so cool. I won't say what boat or what ship, But I followed them on Facebook, and they had a note from their captain, and they posted it on Facebook. And I thought it was so cool. And I'll just read a part of it for y'all. I just think it's cool that captains are using Facebook in a good, positive way and then allowing that connection to happen between families, and whether they're a spouse or moms and dads, and they're, you know, what's going on. Because once they leave, they usually don't have good comms. You know, your email shut down, things like that. People aren't Facebooking while they're in transit, usually. But this is kind of cool. It says, "Aloha, family and friends. This morning we sailed from Pearl Harbor under a beautiful blue Hawaiian sky. It was a sight to see, not because of the historic harbor we sailed through, but because of the thousands of sailors and Marines we have embarked from not only our Navy and Marine Corps, but also our RIMPAC partners that include shipmates from Australia, Canada, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Chile. This underway will be a team effort, and we look forward to the successes we will achieve and the training we will gain and friendships we will make." And then it goes on. But it just says more to follow as we share our RIMPAC journey. So I think it's cool. It's a little note to the families. Via Facebook. How cool is that?
You know, the ship that we're going to be going to, they have their own, I don't know if it's through the San Diego base or how it works, but, like, they have their own pay, like, site, and, like, it'll get updated and it's secured. You have to be approved and get a password and all this kind of stuff. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
And I think that's kind of the same idea. I think it's a good thing because, you know, I can get onto the secure site for the ship because I'm his wife, but his parents wouldn't be on Facebook, but his parents could get information, or his brothers, off of the Facebook site. So that's pretty
neat. I think it's great. I mean, I think for all the pros and cons of social media and Facebook, you know, I think here, that's just one positive example. So if you're happy with your command and their use of Facebook, you are blessed, because not everybody does it, and I think it's a cool thing. Personally, I think it's cool. I don't know what's going to happen in our new command, if they're going to do that or not. Probably not, but I think more commands should. And I think, you know, it just helps with the family stay connected, helps everyone think they're part of the team. And okay, so let me see. I'm about running out of time. I need to tell you guys, let's see what else is on my list to tell you guys. Okay, so I'm right in the middle of a PCS move. Everybody knows that. I'm a little irritable, a little edgy, a little sassy, so I apologize in advance.
So my sarcasm not...
I'm not really happy with personal property right now, but I'm just going to go with it because I'm going to count my blessings. Yes,
so wait.
We've had to send their orders 3 times to them. They keep losing them, but okay. I mean, I'm just trying to concentrate on the positive.
Oh, did you sell the house?
No, well, no, because with this market, and, you know, for favorite listeners, and if you're PCSing, isn't it, just really, for lack of a better word, it's not any fun. Because my house is not worth what we paid for it. So if we did sell it, if we paid a real estate agent, I'd have to, like, work for a year to, like, just pay off the difference.
Right.
So we're going to rent. And I keep hearing that from a lot of people. Yep, we're renting our house. Yep, we have to rent our house too. So we have a renter. That's another thing I'm supposed to do this week, is finalize the rental documents, which I've never done before. And it just so happens that, you know, my spouse will be underway during both the pack out and the receiving of our household goods. So I've escaped that our whole, like, time we've been married. But I will have to do both on my own. And you know what? I'm sure there's people that have done it with, like, babies in hand, pregnant, you know, 5 kids, whatever, 6 dogs. So, like, far more complications than me. So I'm just going to.
I did it pregnant, and it started to snow.
See?
While they're bringing our stuff in. And I said to the mover, I'm like, you will finish unloading this truck today.
Oh, we've had so many things change with our PCS move. We had everything from our packout date change to the date Craig had to report to his new duty station to the date the ship scheduled to this, to that, to whatever. So everything has just sort of been, it was not this difficult when we came here. Our last PCS move was like, I look back at that time and I thought it was crazy. Oh my gosh, it was like clockwork. This has just been, so I just want to say, if you're going through a PCS move, let's all take a deep breath.
Okay. I'll be a mess in November.
Are you here, baby? So yeah, I'm gonna have to like do it. Yeah, they're gonna come pack me out. He'll be gone, and then when they deliver everything, he'll be gone. So you know, it's the choices we make, right? We put ourselves in these situations. Make the best of it. So you all are going to hear me talk about it for the next couple of weeks. I need good moral support. I need some encouragement. I'm wondering, has anybody in the chat room ever had to pack out and move on your own? Because I'm kind of scared right now. I'm scared that the movers are going to be, I don't know, it's going to be overwhelming. So I need some encouragement. Has anybody done all that on their own? I'd be curious to know. And you guys let me know in the chat room. Okay, so what else can I tell you all in terms of what's been going on this summer? I'm going to see Marla next week. I was in Norfolk last week, and I think it was last week. I can't remember. I went for the conference for the Navy Suicide Prevention Coordinators Training Conference was there. I was part of that team, and it was phenomenal. And I would have liked to have done a show from Norfolk, but, I mean, for Pete's sake, that was like we were doing 12, 13-hour days.
Jeez.
There was no fun. I mean, it was just work and more work. And then when I got done, I wanted to sleep. So I apologize for no show during the Norfolk week. And there was a couple of people I wanted to see but wasn't able to, so I apologize. But it looks like, and Marla, I didn't tell you this, looks like I'll be able to go to Norfolk the middle of August, I think. The Chief's Initiation, or Chief's CPO Inductee, I should say, I'm using old school terminology, will be mid-August. The Chief's List will be coming out soon, if you guys can believe
yes,
that, our Navy listeners.
I may be down there.
And so they sent
someone
that
maybe...
Maybe. Well, here's the thing. You may be for more than one reason, you know, because they're like, hey, we'll make room for you, Wendy, if you want to come. And I said, oh, I'd love to come, right? That's like the heartbeat of the Navy. Inductee, you know, season. Be able to, you know, tell the new spouses down there about the show. I just thought it was an opportunity I can't miss. But I don't know that it'll be me specifically. It might be a favorite listener. It could be Marla. So if you're in the North area and you love our show, and you might want to man our table, be a part of the whatever, email me because I need a backup plan.
I will most likely be there. Hopefully. Because hopefully I will get word that we made Chief. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, okay, so that's coming up. That's kind of a cool thing. Told you about RIMPAC already. Was there anything else in the military? I should say, purple military. Anything?
Purple military?
Yeah, purple. Like all the services make up a color, and it's purple.
Oh,
yeah, Marine Corps.
I still get a kick out of that whole, what was it, Colonel Drink Wine?
Oh yes, we need to talk about that really quick. We have a few minutes. If you haven't been on our Facebook page lately, there's like when FRGs go bad, and we mean really bad. Have you ever been part of an FRG or been part of a command where you've met a spouse who really, you know, wears her husband's rank on her shoulder? I mean, we all hear about spouses like that, but we don't always get to experience it. We don't all have the, you know, fortunate luck. And I've been pretty, I shouldn't even say that. I'm not going to go there. Yeah. But there's a story on our Facebook page about this brigade's colonel's spouse who got banned from the brigade, banned from the FRG, banned from the brigade buildings. That's like brigade is sort of like, I think probably like a fleet headquarters in the Navy. Or
yeah, it's kind of a
brigade
big deal.
In the Marine Corps and a wing, I think probably a wing in the Air Force. It's sort of like if each battalion was a ship and then the person that's above them, that's what the brigade is. And she got banned because she was making threats to the other spouses, pretty much bullying them, saying if things didn't go her way, then she would tell her husband. And the husband actually told his peeps, his folks, his wife speaks for him. Did you read that in the article?
I did.
He said, my wife speaks for me. Craig wouldn't want to say that. I was like, you all work too hard. You need to go home and take a break. Hang out with your families. but yeah, what do you think? What did you think of that article?
I've seen when FRGs go bad. Like, I've witnessed it. But never has someone been banned. Never has the CO taken to the extreme of saying that it doesn't matter what his wife does, she speaks for him, so therefore she's right. And that just floored me. Just absolutely floored me. It was like, wow. That's all I could say was just, wow.
That's bad. Oh, my gosh. If you just Google, it's on militarytimes.com, that one article. You can just find it there. It has all the gory details.
And but, I come back to, I would be naming my kids Chardonnay and Merlot.
Yeah, I know.
Just
that's
for fun.
I post that and Marla sends me that message. I said, "You're this is a serious incident. You're over here cracking jokes."
I was cracking jokes at everything. That's just what I do. It's the way I roll.
Oh, Amy writes in the comment in the chat room, the FRG I was in was horrible, but no one was ever banned. Well, this lady, she was banned. It would be like banning the
CO's wife?
No, higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
Like the group person. I don't know. It's different. I mean, Surface Navy, I don't know what they call them.
The admiral of the entire fleet.
We're laughing, but oh my gosh, these poor women, they've been through a traumatic experience. I feel so bad for them. Okay, all right, so yeah, check that story out. Just when you thought your FRG was bad, that's really bad. Oh, I do want to say Vice President Biden spent the 4th of July with our troops in Iraq, which I thought was kind of cool. And there's some cool pictures on defense.gov of his visit there. And let's see, what else can I tell you all in terms of, like, news around the there's this new we'll report on that next week because we're running out of time. Okay, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk PCS stories, and I'm going to share a couple of tips I have for PCSing with pets because I'm PCSing with 2.25 pets because I have two beagles and a chihuahua. So he's sort of like a quarter of a pet. So stick with us. You're listening to Military Life Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Welcome welcome back to the show, everybody. All right, so if you're PCSing, chances are you might be PCSing with the family's best friend, a pet or two. And so in my research and in my little thing that I'm going through right now, my PCS move, I have some tips. Marla, do you have any pets?
Nope.
No pets. Okay. All right. Well,
I have three children and a husband that I've had to PCS with. Well, I've only had to PCS technically with one child. I shouldn't say that. But I will be PCSing with three children and a husband.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So, well, if you got any ideas on the pet transfer, you just chime in. But we'll go through these. We'll do, you know, take turns or whatever. All right. So the first thing I have is update all of your – this might seem like no-brainers, but I found that when you're really busy and planning a PCS move that – like things that you might go, yeah, that makes sense. You're just so busy you don't think about it until it's right upon you and you're going, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that. So number one is update all shot records. And one thing that I learned PCSing from Tennessee up north is that some states require that you have your pet spayed or neutered unless you have a license to be a breeder, which I had never heard of before. Because I lived in Georgia before, and, you know, I'm in Tennessee now where people would, they're sort of like, you know, what do you mean you want me to spay or neuter my pet? Nobody's touching my, you know, dog. You know what I mean? It's just they think of it differently. So if you're PCSing, check your state that you're going to. And if you can do it beforehand, if your pets aren't spayed or neutered, do it like a month before you PCS if you can, or at least a couple weeks, because we had Katie spayed or neutered, whichever one it is, I don't know, about a month ago. And she was really, because we thought we were going to breed her for the longest time, and then finally we were like, you know what, we're not breeding this dog. We can barely handle our own life, much less puppies. She's the most beautiful beagle, too. But we had her fixed, and she was really like, they said keep her quiet, keep her in a dark place, let her sleep for like 2 or 3 days. And
wow.
Yeah, she was really, very, like she slept a lot. She, we had to pick her up, you know, if we wanted to get her in the car. That kind of stuff was going on. So,
wow.
I know. And so Boomer, he's not fixed yet. Oh, my gosh, we got to get Boomer fixed. Otherwise, you know, we need to be a breeder. We have to get a license to be a breeder. We don't want to do that. So so check with your if you use the base vet, like we go to our vet on base. So that's one thing I've got to go and do and get all of the shot records. I have Boomer's, but I don't have the other two. I don't have everything because, of course, and my effort to organize, I don't know where I put them. So I'm like, I'll just get new ones. Okay, so update all your shot records, and if they need shots, get them shots. And then if you can, get your pets spayed or neutered before you get to your new location. If you can't, then get it done when you get there, because otherwise you might get fined if they pick your dogs up and you're not licensed to be a breeder. So anyway, that's number one.
I never knew about having to be licensed to breed.
I just learned that. It just happens to be the state we're moving to, I guess. But it could be other states as well, so it's good to just check. And these tips are mostly for CONUS moves inside the United States, and they're mostly these are tips for driving in a car. If you're going to fly or go overseas, we'll have to do a follow-on topic on that because those are additional concerns that you'll have to check with. Okay, so the next one. All right, you want to do the next one?
Sure.
Okay.
When driving across country, ask for a pet friendly room at the Navy Lodge, and make sure you double check the amount that they charge for a deposit.
Yeah, that's good because they could charge different amounts.
Yeah,
they charged me $50.
I'm pretty sure all the Navy Lodges are all $50. But my aunt has a Yorkie, okay? That dog is like the size of my shoe. We actually have pictures of her inside of Trevor's boots for work. But
one hotel she stayed at charged $200.
What?
Yes. That was the pet deposit.
That's insane. She should have just snuck him in. What do you think?
I think we ended up doing that. Like, she's like, oh, well, the dog's going to stay with my sister. And then, like, we ended up sticking her in my purse.
I don't recommend that, people, but I'm just saying, $200? Yeah. Like, Boomer makes way too much noise because he barked while we were there. He would never. But if he was an older dog and not a puppy, if he was going to cost me $200, for Pete's sake, that's insane. Well, what, no matter what, like, Navy Lodge or Gateway Inns and Suites, or if you're staying at Air Force Inns or, you know, lodging on an Army installation, whatever, wherever you stay, check their pet-friendly policy. And Air Force lodging is really, really nice. I have to say there's some renovations going on with the Navy Lodges. So go on to dodlodging.net, dodlodging.net, and you can search Air Force and Navy right there. And the Navy Lodge sometimes is a little more expensive than staying at the Inns and Suites, but if you ask for a family suite, the Air Force has family suites too. You get the little kitchenette, and you can find a pet-friendly room, and then it's all good.
And wait, all the Navy Lodges don't have a kitchenette?
I don't know. I don't know. Do they? I don't know. Did I explain that
Sorry.
Wrong? Some of the Gateway Inns and Suites don't. But if you stay at a Navy Lodge. But
yeah,
no, the,
because I stayed at the Navy Lodge here and in Chicago and or Great Lakes and... Where was that other place I was living? San Diego. And all three of them had kitchenettes.
Okay, well, the family suites in Norfolk, they actually have, like, a room that's separate. They have a living room and a bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's a living room with a couch, a table, and, like, a full-size kitchen. It's actually really nice. And it's only $20 more. So if you're traveling with... and the sofa pulls out to a bed, so if you've got, like, lots of family or you just want privacy, put the kids out in the living room or however you want to do it. Our room had two queen beds in a room, and then the living room had a couch, pull-out couch with a sliding glass door, which was awesome because you could go straight to the parking lot that way. You didn't have to go through the interior corridors. Very nice. All right, so next on our list, because we're running out of time. When you're traveling in the car, big, huge tip, because I didn't do this properly because I had, a mess. Old blankets or towels as seat covers. Because seriously, it's summer, they're going to shed. So even little Boomer, I thought, golly, what's up with all this? So just
where are you going to put the three dogs in the car?
I don't know.
You and Christian, never mind.
We're going to make it work. I know. We're going to make it work. So use some old blankets or towels as seat covers. Or if you have seat covers, get the seat covers. If you want to do that, that's fine. But if you just need to do something quickly, use old blankets or towels, and that'll put them on your seat covers. That way if the dogs shed. And plus, it's comfortable for them. They can get all wrapped up in them, and dogs like to snuggle in blankets and towels and stuff anyways. So you don't have to use new things. You can just repurpose things. All right, so you're up next.
Okay, hold on. I have a baby who's sliding out of his bouncy seat. This child is too little to move. Check with your vet if you are worried that your pet will not be a good traveler. They might be able to give them a tranquilizer. Just be sure you give it to them well in advance before putting them in the car.
Yes, and so my friend did this, had tranquilizer for her pet, because their dog would not travel well, would get hyper and, to the point of almost making itself sick and just not happy at all. So if you have a pet like that, then check with your vet to see what they recommend. But if what stresses them out is getting in the car, they don't like it, then you definitely want to give the tranquilizer well enough in advance, and you can talk to your vet about that. to see how long it should take for it to take effect. Because if you don't give it to them soon, you know, with enough time, it's not going to work, and then they're going to get all wired up anyways, and then you're just going to waste your money. So.
And keep in mind, if you have a big dog, that you need the extra help to move the dog into the car.
Maybe he'll just be moving slowly.
A friend of mine, when they moved, they had a mastiff, a bull mastiff. Those things are huge. And we were, like, all trying to shove him in the car. It was hilarious. Because he weighed, like, more than all of us put together, in my opinion.
See, I don't know that I could. I would have a hard time. I mean, my beagles are little. And the boomer is, like, 0.25 of a dog. So he's easy. So it sounds like a lot. But they're little. I mean, they're beagles. They're not like a German Shepherd or something where they take up the space of a person.
Yeah. But that's why I was like, where are you going to put all three of them? But... since they could all three lay in the back seat and you'd still have space, you know.
Yeah. Although I want a German Shepherd. I'd love those dogs. I'd love to have a German Shepherd.
Oh, you and the Germans.
Did the Germans win or lose today? I don't know.
Okay, they didn't
Did they
play
win?
The Germans today. The Germans play on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Of course, we're talking about the World Cup.
The Netherlands... played today against Uruguay, and to my dismay, Uruguay lost.
Oh, see, I thought Uruguay played Germany.
No.
Because of your Facebook comment to me. Okay. We're talking about the World Cup, in case people are wondering. Keep up, people. ADD here. I just want to say, I want to go on record, I think Germany's going to win. I know you're rooting for... Who are you rooting for? Argentina?
Well, both of my teams are out now, so...
Oh!
But I'm still holding on for Spain. Anybody but Germany?
I'm holding out for Germany. I think they're going to do it.
Trev's rooting for Germany. He says because he lived there, he's got, you know, a connection. I'm like, you lived there. You're not German.
I relate to that sentiment. That's what I told Marla. I said, well, they kind of have my loyalty. I've lived there before. She's like, that doesn't make any sense. But your lineage is
Latin. That's like saying because I live in Maryland, now I have a honor to uphold Marylandisms or something.
I know. It's illogical sometimes. Okay, all right. So and our last thing on our list, PCSing with pets. We're doing a really bad job keeping up. okay, so last thing I have for you, PCSing with pets. When it comes to stopping and doing potty breaks with your pet, one of the things that I think would work really well, and we tried this on a recent trip, is to help with so that way you're not in the car twice as long on your road trip, is to plan in your potty breaks with a rest stop. An actual rest stop versus stopping at, like, a place off of the interstate. Because there's usually grass. Because sometimes there's not grass at these gas stations, I've noticed. And there's lots and lots of distractions. At a rest stop, you can pretty much, like, go someplace, like, you know, it's a little less cars moving about. And there's restrooms. And they usually keep them pretty clean.
And rest stops now, they have a pet area, too. Where you can let them kind of roam freely. I've noticed when I was traveling.
Yes. So check out the rest stop. You know, plan your stops near a rest stop, and then pack your lunch at least for one meal, because that'll save you some money, and you can do a little picnic and stretch your legs and hydrate. And... you know what I used? Have you heard of these lock-and-lock containers? I bought some of these on QVC.
No.
My latest QVC purchase is some lock-and-lock containers. And they have this little water bottle, has a lock-and-lock top, and it keeps your liquid in there with some spilling. And I put Boomer's water in there, and then I'd fill up his little water bottle, or his little water container, and it was great. No spilling. I suppose, like, a bottled water would have worked just as well, too, but I bought this little container. I know. Yeah. Well, Craig would say, that is dumb. Why don't you just get a bottle of water? Why are you spending money on that? Oh, yeah, I guess you have a point. I didn't think about that while I was buying it. Saving money.
I'll have to share with you a part of a book I recently read.
Oh, okay.
Where the husband is deployed, and the spouse automatically, you know, she doesn't brush her hair, she's still in her pajamas, and she's been watching QVC since 3 a.m. Was that one of your days?
Yes. I think it was, and I like right about like 4:25, I ordered the Lock and Lock for $19.95. Sold. Yeah, watch. No, other people are going to tell me they like Lock and Lock too. Just wait. I'm going to share with that next week.
I'm going to post a blog. Tell me, have you used the Lock and Lock that you purchased at 4:27 in the morning on QVC?
All right, I get it. I'm an impulse buyer. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I want to say to you before we go, 4th of July just happened, so I hope everybody had a nice 4th of July. I keep seeing some really cool pictures online at defense.gov of all the cool little fireworks going on. And if you live in D.C. and you got to go to the fireworks in D.C., I watched a little bit of the Capitol on the Hill fireworks. So cool. That was really cool. All right, so Marla, okay, so we're almost about out of time. All right, so let's see. All right, so I hope that our tips for PCSing with pets helped you guys out. One last thought, if you have any questions about PCSing with your pet, check with your base vet. Hopefully you have a vet on base or your local vet in your area. And, you know, let them know you're PCSing and what kind of recommendations do they have, whether you're going to take your pet on an airplane or overseas, and they will tell you any type of quarantine, you know, things that you need to know about. You can get a copy of their shot records. You can get any kind of shots that they may need. That way you don't have any last-minute emergencies in getting your pets ready to PCS with you. Take care of it in advance. And doing those little details up front will save you from it becoming a big deal later on. So happy PCSing with pets.
Yes. This is going to sound bad, but with Katrina, some of these ideas, actually, we're done. So you can also PCS with children the same way.
Yes, blankets in the back, towel, water and Lock and Lock, stop at rest stops. You're right. Very cool.
I am totally going to Google search the Lock and Locks now.
You do. You need to. They're cool. They you can drop them on the floor and they don't open and they don't break. It's true. And they go in the dishwasher.
I'm just so
Do I, am I doing a good job selling it? You can put it in the freezer. Microwave. Oh, I'm sorry, people. Okay, so we're about out of time. Okay, so if for those of you that don't know where we're at online, Marla, you want to tell them where they can find us online?
You can find us online at facebook.com/mymilitarylife. You can also seek us out, stalk us at Twitter, on Twitter.com at My Military Life. You can also join our social networking site at www.mymillife.com or check out our regular page at www.mymilitarylife.com.
Yes, and if you go there, you'll find links to all the other spots too. So please
connect. And if you go to the Jenny Spouse site, you will see a picture of Wendy.
I just wanted to
share that.
Yeah, jennyspouse.com. If you go there, there's a picture of me and Sue. And the new Jenny Spouse is up right now, too, if you haven't seen it. It's kind of a cool – well, I love her cartoons. She always has, like, the funniest stuff. So this one's about the commissary and shopping before 4th of July.
Which was so true.
Yeah, so you got to check it out. It's jennyspouse.com. Yeah, there's a picture of me and Sue hopping on Jenny's blog. You can check that out. So, okay. All right, Marla. Well, thank you so much. Welcome back.
I am so sorry that we were
kind of loud over here, but hopefully everybody still enjoyed the show.
Yes, I think so. It's okay. Didn't bother me. Hopefully it didn't bother the favorite listeners. No. I think we just kind of roll with it. We're used to having babies and kids and boomers barking in the background. Who else? All right, everybody. Okay, so we are going to we're going to close the show. If you don't already subscribe to our show via iTunes, all you do is get on and search Navy Wife Radio. You can subscribe that way. Every time you sync your iPod, you'll get the latest episode of the show. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, make us a favorite. And that will that way you get first knowledge of show updates, guest information, topics, any kind of blog updates, those will come through Blog Talk Radio. And I think that's it, right? So our disclaimer is we're not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or the Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly the views of the co-hosts and our individual guests. All right, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. Favorite listeners, please find us at mymilitarylife.com for archive shows, show times, and upcoming guest information. Thanks, Marla.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, everybody in the chat room. Thanks, Amy. And we'll see you guys next time on the show.
The only thing I do.